Hello and welcome to this week's look at arts events in France. I'm Roslyn Hyams. A Spanish art collector has chosen some of her artworks to put on public show in France. Alicia Koplowitz is a businesswoman based in Madrid. She began collecting when she was in her late teens. She now owns a collection that spans five centuries and several continents. The Jacquemart-André Museum in Paris is hosting the show in eight of the Mansion House's rooms. In the first room, Zurbarán's mid-17th century Virgin and Child with St John the Baptist, a portrait of serene maternal love, comfort and childhood bonds, hangs opposite two paintings by Goya as representations of the Spanish Enlightenment. Pablo Melendo Beltrán is one of the curators of the exhibition and former head of Sotheby's Auctioneers in Madrid.
This is a special commission of the Duchess of Osuna, who was one of the main patrons of Goya. And she commissioned kind of genre scenes. The Duchess and Goya, they have this sense of humor, very special. And these scenes are not what you expect, you know, in this amazing French landscape, really beautiful, you know. It's this elegant family who's arriving to their house, but they are assaulted by these bandits. They are going to be robbed. It's very dramatic. It's amazing, you know. Imagine in that society, you know, in the 18th century, arriving, you expect to have a marvelous palace with these elegant things, and you found these things, which are striking even nowadays for us.
It really is quite surprising.
This, I think, is something unique, you know, because we have other Goyas in a more traditional way, because the patrons were different, but this is something very subtle.
The Jacquemart-André is known for its fine collection of Italian Renaissance works. The walls in the second room in the exhibition are covered with works by Italian painters who worked and lived in Spain. Pierre Curie is the curator of the Jacquemart-André Museum. He explains that the connection between 18th century Italian artists and the Spanish court is also a bridge between Koplowitz and the museum.
In a way, Koplowitz's collection is very classical. I mean, it's a tradition in Spain and in the rest of Europe to have several ensembles together. And she has a very good collection of Italian art of the 18th century. She's very involved in the 18th century because of Goya. She has four Goya, but also because it's a normal thing for a Spanish collector to have a good Italian collection. In the space of 100 years, the influence have changed a lot. The beginning of the century is very French, because the new king of Spain, Philip V, was French. He was a grandson of Louis XIV. Then after that, you have a very very strong Italian influence in the middle of the 18th century, because the new king of Spain, Charles III, was the ex King of Naples. It was called Charles VII in Naples. So you have a very, very strong influence of Italy at that time, in the middle of the 18th century, and that's what we show here in this room.
Two generations of the Tiepolo family, Giambattista, and his two sons, Gian Domenico and Lorenzo, lived in Madrid altogether. They reacted to the Spanish environment differently, which shows in their works.
Tiepolo and his two sons were called in Madrid to make frescoes, to paint frescoes in the new royal palace. And Lorenzo became a kind of Spanish painter. Indeed, he died very young. He died when he was 40. He never went back to Venezia, but he became a kind of Spanish painter. His art is mainly pastel, and we have two beautiful pastels showing costumbrismo scenes, scenes from the streets of Madrid with majos and majas. It's like a pre-Goya. It's very important for Spanish art. You have a very special thing about the theater. If you recall Goldoni, it's like the world of Goldoni going to Spain. It's very interesting with the looks the characters as together, that link. It's very, very fresh and interesting. Yeah. And it's very curious because his brother, Gian Domenico, remained a pure Venetian painter in his father's tradition. But Lorenzo became another man, became another painter here in Madrid.
From a spacious room, we're thrust into a different world, into a small passage of international treasures, a sort of L-shaped jewel box, starting with a late painting by Vincent van Gogh, his vase with carnations, which hangs next to an intense Henri Toulouse-Lautrec impressionist portrait of a young woman wearing a cloud-like white nightshirt and poring over a book. An early painting by Gauguin illuminates a corner which takes you through to early Picasso portraits and a Juan Gris, representing Spanish moderns of the early 20th century. The Paris-based artists have a special place in this collection. Among them, Kees van Dongen and Amadeo Modigliani. The exhibition ends with two 2-square-meter works by Spanish contemporary artist Miguel Barceló, who works with various materials which provide relief for the stories he tells. One, a picture of the desert from 1990 in Mali, which he visited on a trip to Africa, which also took him to Burkina Faso and Côte d'Ivoire. His other painting in this exhibition portrays a crowded boat in the midst of a rough blue sea or river, a work from 1991.
I'm curious about the title of this one, Kula Beba Khan. What does that mean?
Well, it's all this language of these people who are trying to reach life. You know, we thought about all these people, these immigrants, they are trying to leave. And we feel, you know, they are in a boat, and you see it's a fragile boat, you know, we can see with all these raw materials and all these people who are alive, surviving, you know. And that it links very well with the spider, you know. It seems to be like they are all members of the same team, you know.
Louis Bourgeois spider.
And all these amazing, the Barceló, which are also all these donkeys in this desert, you know, area, so powerful. It's like a moon landscape.
This is the Yellow Lake.
It's very special and very powerful. Barceló, he spent a lot of time in Mali, and he did the things which are lost in the middle of nowhere. And even he has sent us for the catalogue a sketchbook, a marvelous one, with all the origin of all this painting, which are very powerful and very important.
Barceló's paintings are accompanied by discreet bronze sculptures, all with long, fine legs, one of Louis Bourgeois' spiders and two women, one by Alberto Giacometti and one by Germaine Richier.
They work very well together. You know, we have all these femmes de Venise from Giacometti. We have chosen this one because Alicia has suggested this lady from others she has is more woman. Got a cute breast, got hips, the patina is red and very strong. It's not one of these elegant and discreet figures of Giacometti. Something very punchy. You know, it's like all these works. They are very, very striking. But they work all very well all together. And we mix Spanish things with more international, like Rothko and de Kooning with Tapia, and Lucien Freud with Germain Richier.
Pablo Melendo Beltran says the collection has a certain feminine sensibility that shows it's based on personal likes and an innate understanding of fine art rather than on commercial value.
What I think is quite impressive from this collection, we start from painting from 16th century from Spain, and we end to a very contemporary, a very aggressive works. But if you walk around the exhibition, you have the same feeling all around it, you know. It's a kind of soul of the person who has done the collection, even that reflects very well and make you very comfortable. You know, you don't feel you are changing so much from one period to another. And that is the key thing of this collection. It's not an historical choice, but you could see the sensibility of the person who has done the collection. It's a kind of one unique idea in the whole collection, which also is quality. And quality means there are works which are very important in the career of the artist. All these are master painting.
After you've wallowed in the works, usually found inside Alicia Koplowitz's house, you can sit down, take a rest, and watch a film about the sculptures in her garden by the likes of Alexander Calder and Anish Kapoor. The exhibition is called From Zubaran to Rothko, but there's much, much more to see in between. It's on until the 10th of January 2017. And my thanks to Pablo Melendo Beltran and Pierre Curie. Thank you for listening. And from me, Roslyn Hyams, until next time, goodbye.